Remember the Gemara in Erevin?
No.
All right, so just go back to Gemara in Erevin. The Gemara in Erevin says what? It tells us that anyone can go into the Heichal to build, right? And Misakin, right? So let's say the light bulb goes out in the Kodesh Kodashim, so anyone can go in there. And then the Gemara says, we'll get into the gradation soon, the hierarchy. And then the Gemara says, how do you know this? Because it says, Ach el ha-paroches, lo yavo. Okay? Yachol lo yuhu kohanim ba'alei mumen, nechassim in ulam izbeach, lasos rikwe pachim, tamal lomar, ach chalak. Now, how does the Ravid learn that Gemara? That's where I want to pick up from, if you guys remember. How does the Ravid learn that Gemara? Because remember, the Ravid holds that the ulam is really midrabanan. Right? The malos adrabanan.
He enters the big.
What?
He enters the semicolon.
Right, or brackets, whatever addition you want to put into the Gemara, how he reads it is that the Gemara first establishes the oraisa about a kohanim bali mumin or shasui not allowed to go into the heichal, and then the Gemara then mentions ulam is back in the context of the rabbanon. Okay, that's the Ravid's way of learning. If you don't follow that, don't worry. Okay, I just want to start the Ramban part now. So, yeah. Okay. So now look at the Ramban. Okay. So pick up from where it says Achein the Ruchaim. Achein the Das Ramban. Achein Ladas Haramban. Okay. Okay, Disover. Yes.
Achein Ladas Ramban Disover the Lake of Isser Knisa Klal of
the Bibamum.
Bahanach Tal.
Slow Tlasa, slowly. So according to he says like this, he says, okay, according to Ramban, the Ramban holds, is there an Isser Knisa according to Ramban by Bamum? Or Shasal Yain or any of those guys? Right, there's no independent Isser Kenisa. That we know. There's no independent prohibition for a Kohen who's had wine to go into the Heichal or any of these areas.
Right,
you fall into a trap.
Thank you. The Gamba Heichal. So there is no prohibition of Kenisa into the Heichal, according to the Ramban. Right?
Zulas.
Zulas is sword via Rekhaisa. Hanoi Hagas Bakal, except for what Isser? Alright, so there's definitely, like you're saying, there's an Isser Birikanis, but there's no separate Isser on a Balmum or any of these guys. But now you're gonna have a problem. Yeah. Keep going. Lichora. Ian. De.
De Lama Li Miuta.
Miuta.
Miuta. De Ach Lehatir Kinisas Bal Illumin Latakin.
Okay, but. Now you get a big problem in the Gemara. What's the problem?
There's no chiddush here
at all.
Okay, and there for what? To go in for what?
To fix.
Right, because obviously.
It's not anyway.
Right. Okay. So again, good. So if you're telling me there's an Isser Biarekanis, and what's Biarekanis mean?
You come in anyway. You can't do it.
Well, you're coming in purposelessly. Yeah. Purpose. Right, that too. Right? There's no purpose you coming in. Now let me ask you a question. If that's a din of Biyarei Kanis, let's say the light bulb goes out inside the Kodesh Kodashim.
Of course
you can go in, because that's not Biyarei Kanis. You'll see how this move. But anyway, what?
How many balling moves does it take to
use? But okay, in other words, if you hold as an Isser Biyarei Kanis, and what does Biyarei Kanis mean? It means there's no difference between a Balmum, a Shasayayin, a Mati, whatever. They're all the same insofar as they're issues are concerned, right? A lack of, right? Then none of them can go into the base of Mikdash because of Biyarei Kanis, right? You don't need a separate Isser on this Gavra versus that Gavra, okay? Oh, so that's true. So then why does the Gemara have to learn out Ach Ela Parochas Lo Yavo to teach you a Chiddush that a Balmum, right, can't go into what?
Because Biyarei Kanis can only apply to a Voda.
Oi! Get out of here! Alright? You're right, but we don't know that yet. At this point, it's good. But at this point, you have to figure out how to define that, though. You have to define that. But you're right. So slow down and forget that. So he's saying, why do you need a separate limud of Achela Paroches to teach you that a Baal Mum could go in, right, to fix a light bulb? Of course you can go in to fix a light bulb. Because guess what? It's not Biyarei Kanis. It's not Biyarei Kanis. The Imkein Harei Lichora Tzarchi and the Lama Lidim Yuta the Ach, the Hachik Nisim Amam Lathakin. Right, there's no separate Isser Kanisa by Baal Mum. So what do you have to darshan out Achela Paroches lo yavo? That's pashut. You don't need that. There's no chiddush there. It's wasting ink. You understand?
Well, I don't understand.
No, so now what he says, immediately he says, no, the Ramban is what? He sticks to his guns, okay? Meaning he's not going to go ahead and do what? And like gut the Ramban and like redefine who he is. he's going to stick with Biyarei Kanes all along. The Kasav.
Because of the Akra, the Achkai, all as far as Biyarei Kanes, the Issa Biko, but all the Baal Ma'at, the Litakin, or the Hotzia, as high Troma.
Shari.
The Ainbo, Mishum, Biyarei Kanes.
Right, so meaning what? Anyone try to take a shot at what he's trying to say there? What do you think he's saying? Avraham Akohen, what's he saying?
Where?
Go back a little bit. Where he says, Ela the Ramban ba'atzma amud al zeh. The kasav, the hakra, the ach, right? Kai al azharas biyarei kanes, the isa b'kol. The al zeh ba'lamayit, the lasakin alahotzi es atoma shari. Ve'emo mishum biyarei kanes.
It's teaching us that Ari is wrong about biyarei kanes.
Okay, meaning what?
Meaning
that's not what he said, but okay, I agree with you. But let's get what he says. Okay, meaning what? There's meaning that.
Like Ariel, that or Tzvi-Jafri, that you can only that Biyarei Kanes means a bayda, and if you there's no bayda to do, then it's Biyarei Kanes.
Right. Good.
Is not Biyarei Kanes.
Okay, good. So what's he doing when it comes to Biyarei Kanes? So what's he using Achal Parochas to teach you?
That Biyarei Kanes refers to any purpose.
Right. So you would think Biyarei Kanes is only limited to.
I would say this to override
Biyarei Kanes. What do you mean over? They're being a little fancy there. The Ein Bo Mishum Biyarei Kanes. That's all he says. Kudos for trying to put words into his mouth, but that's not what he's saying. I think you are. Yeah, no, I think so.
I was almost as good as
no, because he's saying like this. You know, he's flipping what you're saying. You would think.
Yes, that's why it's a Kiddush, because that first thing for first of all, then said no.
Oh, okay, good. Oh, okay. So what do we have to define? So we got the first thing to define is what? The Havmin is that Biyarei Kanes is only limited to what? To Avoda, Kamash Malan, that it even includes Lesakin. So how would you define that? Well, that's the first thing you're going to think about, okay? Keep going in the Rokhaim. What? Yeah, in other words, when we say Biyarei Kanes, you would think what? You would think Biyarei Kanes means?
Then you could learn it the other way, can't you?
Which is?
It's not redefining Biyarei Kanes, it's just saying that this is after, even though it is
Biyarei Kanes. Okay, that's possible. Okay.
Like the wrong one.
That's possible. Okay. Keep going, Tucker. Watch. Let's watch his next caution and you'll see how it all works out. Okay? All we know is one thing. You would think Biyarei Kanes only applies by Avoda. Right? He's saying the Pasuk, just literally what he's saying. He says, Ve'ein bo mishum Biyarei Kanes, meaning there's no problem with Biyarei Kanes when it comes to fixing that which is inside the Heichal. There's no Biyarei Kanes there. There's no Biyarei Kanes to speak of. Now, Mati's saying, what does he mean there's no Biyarei Kanes? Does he mean that naturally speaking, there's nothing for it to attach itself to? Or does it mean that he's expanding Biyarei Kanes to even meaning for Lesakin? That's good. Well, first option is that it doesn't apply altogether. He has to explain that.
That would be more difficult position.
Maybe. I don't know. Or do you say no?
The wrong one is just not with Biyarei Kanes. He feels that it's not Isser Kenisa, but the Isser Kenisa doesn't apply here. So he has the same thing. He doesn't say
right, but he's not going to. Right, but then you're going to get. Right. You can't get into Isser Kenisa, though. You got to avoid Isser Kenisa.
Right. No, I'm saying, but the wrong one doesn't learn this.
Vikash Das Ramban.
Vikash Das Ramban. Ma Mihad Isa Ruben.
Okay, so now, okay. In that Gemara in Erevin, there was an Ibai Lahu. You guys remember that, the Ibai Lahu?
No.
All right, so if you remember, the Gemara goes through a gradations of what? Let's just real quickly, I'll read the Gemara inside. It says, the Gemara says, Mitzvah b'tamimim, right? Ein sham tamimim, nichnasim ba'alei mumin. Mitzvah b'tahorin, ein sham tahorin, nichnasim tamein. Right? Edividi kohanim in Yisraelim lo. Okay, so you have all these weirdo qualifications. So the Gemara comes along and says, "Yibay lahu, tamei ubalmum." Who wins? Who goes in? A tamei or balmum? That's a serious problem according to the Ramban. A massive problem, massive.
Why?
Because they're both equal.
Go look in the Gemara. Look in the Rav Chaim.
Okay.
That's your cue.
Watch
your little equal. It doesn't hold that. Hold on. Ignore Lichter for a second. Look at the. It's Hanania, but okay.
Of course.
I'm sorry. Excuse me. It's Rav Chiya Barashi. Close enough. Okay. What? I don't know. Go on.
Rav.
No, Amar Rav. Right? So why is the Tame going before the Baal Mum? Because he could do Avodas B'Sibur.
What does that mean?
It means there's certain korbanos he could do. I don't know. Certain korban, who cares? He could do certain korbanos. That's Rashi. There's certain korbanos he's allowed to do, right, that a Baal Mum cannot do. Okay? So therefore he trumps the Baal Mum.
So there's more things that
he's able to do. Okay, fine. And look at the other position.
Rabbi
Elazar Omer. Baal Mum goes in first. Why? Good. Now, what's the problem? Okay, so now comes. I guarantee none of you guys understand that. Let's see him tough guy over there. No, you don't. Avi's right. Oh, I'll answer your question. Let's just say it one more time. So Avi's right. In other words, what Rechaim's telling you is that if you want, if, according to Ramban, right, you can never play as Yibailahu, right, on the surface, because what Isaac is saying, because according to Ramban, they both be equal. But it turns out they're not equal anyway. Why? Because the Isser B'Yerei Kanes applies to a Baal Mum. But by a Kohen's Tameh, it turns out there's another Isser that exists. There's two Lavin. There's the Lav of B'Yerei Kanes, and there's the fact that he's Tameh. Okay? That's, you have to take that as a given. There's an extra. Okay, but now what do you have in front of you? You have one guy who is B'Yerei Kanes against a guy who's Tameh plus B'Yerei Kanes. Who wins? Who should go in first?
The guy who's
B'Yerei Kanes. Just the guy who's B'Yerei Kanes, right? Okay, so. No, hold on. I'll say it again, but I'll say it a little slowly, okay? That's it. Because really, what he's really saying is that the Ramban holds they're equal. Okay? If they're equal, you can't say one goes in over the other. But that's what he's really trying to get across. But the point he's making, though, is that the Tameh should always come second, because the Tameh has two Isurim attached to him. He's got B'Yerei Kanes and the fact that he's Tameh. We don't have that by the Baal Mum. So therefore, how could the Ramban learn this Gemara? Obviously saying that, how could it be that the Gemara is saying you have got two Gavras here, that each one is really equal, but through some type of externality will determine which one takes preference over the other? Because guess what? According to the Ramban, there's no separate Isser Kanisa by a Baal Mum. It's simply B'Yerei Kanes. By a Tameh, there's B'Yerei Kanes and the Lav of Tameh. If there's two Lavim against one, of course the guy who's Baal Mum goes in first. So why are they going to look at these like external things by the Chelos Kutchim? They should just say, oh, it's simple. There's no Yibailahu. Right, Aval Adas Ramban, the Baal Mum. There's nothing unique about the Baal Mum. His Isser of going in is the same as every other single person, right? Dehu rak. It only comes from what? B'Yerei Kanes. Im kain. Dehu tsarach lios kodem. Exactly. So he has one iser, and the Tameh has how many iserim?
Two.
Okay? So that's his first move against the Ramban. How could there ever be an equal possibility in the Gemara when it turns out the Baal Mum has less Isurim than the Tameh? Now, what's the second Kasha? This is very difficult. Oh, Kasha Das Ramban. Slowly. What does that mean?
Yeah,
the Minalan. So where do we know what?
There's a Matir for the Isur Tumah Tameh.
Okay, so how do we know there's a Heter for the Kenisa of a Tumah L'Sakein? Because remember, how many Isurim does the Tameh have?
Two.
So how do we know that the Tameh can go in to fix? Read. Demi Baal Mum. So you can't say that you learn out the Tameh from the Baal Mum, right? Because by the Baal Mum, there's no Isser at all. Okay? But Sarach Lom, do you understand what he's saying?
Yeah.
No way.
Why not?
Because nobody understands what he's saying. Rav Cohen, what's he saying? What? No, so you're going to have to say what? You have to say.
That we learn out.
He learns it out from the Heter B'Yerei Kanes, meaning the Matir that he can go in. right?
Yeah.
Achein.
Minimizing yom with a purpose.
What?
Minimizing yom with a purpose.
Yeah, hold on, let's watch, watch. Achein. But you can't say that the heter of biyarei kanis, meaning for the baal mum to go in to fix, is similar to the heter of toma to be biyarei kanis. Slowly. Do you want some Rav Chaim terms? Here they come. Ein ze midin what? To be biyarei kanis. It's not stemming from a matir of the iser biyarei kanis. Rather what? Ella de'ein ze b'chal iser klal. Rather, it's not part of the iser at all. Meaning that this is what Mati was hitting on before. He gets lucky every once in a while. That the young Cohen. Oh, really? Okay, so he's right. Remember we said before. There's all these little hints, right? We said before. How do you look at the biyarei kanis? Do you say here that it's a matir of the iser, or do you say the biyarei kanis doesn't apply at all? It's not even an issue of biyarei kanis because if you can go in. What? Did the biyarei kanis hal de lasakin mutter ein ze midin de hosa isur de biyarei kanis? We're not mattering the isur biyarei kanis. Rather, what? Ha de la, we're taking. He says ella de ein ze bechalas or klal de ikar isura ha havimad de biyarei kanis. What is the ikar isur to do? What? Purposeless entering.
It'd be like saying, okay. That eating kosher food is a matir for trade.
We're not ready for analogies. Umeacher di alfinan di lasakin mutter likanes. And after we learn out that it's mutter to go in to fix, memela de ina bechlal din biyarekanes klal. That has nothing to do with biyarekanes. Masha enikem betoma, right? De chol hach dinam di lasakin mutter hu medin heter. But that's not by toma. See, this is where things get tricky, okay? When it comes to biyarei kanis, why are you allowed to go in to fix? There's always something to speak of. It doesn't apply to a situation of tikkun, but by the tame, you need a matir. Okay, how does it make sense? I don't know yet. You have to define that. That really? That's it.
Ella de ein ze bechlal de sura klal de ikar yisura ha aved mad de hiri kanis.
Right. Keep going.
I don't know that.
So he's saying that when it comes to Isser Biyarei Kanis, it's not a matir of an Isser.
Yeah.
Right. Rather, it's doesn't apply. Right. But by the Toma, by the guy who's Tame. Yeah. Mashen came
Batuma.
Who would then have there?
Because
that, so going into the heichal is a matir of an iser, okay? But going in right to fix is still part of the bia tuma, right? Vim Cain. But still, you still have the same problem. How do you create a brit? Okay, but now we got a problem because one idea of biyarei kanis is it doesn't apply naturally. The other idea of biyarei kanis is the matir of an iser. How do you learn matir of iser from a non-application? unless you're Rav Chaim,
maybe.
Right? He says dilasakin mut. Etzem adin shel biyarei kanis, right? Dilasakin mutter likanis. But that doesn't apply by tuma, right? Right. Shezeh shehu lasakin.
Shezeh shehu lasakin
yahar divar hamatir al iser tuma. Bitzarachin. So
v'nira mizeh.
Now, this is funny. He doesn't do this often, but he hasn't answered the Ramban yet. But he's telling you the Rambam makes a lot more sense. That's what the Rambam says. The H iser misuyim baal mum al kinisaso gam below avoda. That's why the Rambam says that it's much easier than the Rambam. There's a separate iser kinisa on the baal mum, right? But even if he doesn't do avoda, umasis in the kelim mala de raisahi, right? Umeila the huadin the shasjani pre rosh kore begadim the kul chad the chashav lehu the chadin lehu. So he wants to know. He wants to know, I think Tucker wants to know, why wouldn't the Ramban learn that when it comes to biyarei kanis, but let's say shasa yayin, it's a matir of an iser. He doesn't like that. Why?
What do you mean?
He's saying, what does the Ramban hold? He holds that when it comes to shasa yayin, right, biyarei kanis, it's not the idea that he can go in to fix, it's because it's the matir of the iser of biyarei kanis. Rather, what is it?
He's given a purpose.
Right, exactly. There's a purpose. So why is he...
Wait, it is giving a purpose?
Which one do you want to take up first?
Well,
that's easy. Okay. But no, what?
Whichever side makes less sense.
Well, what do you say? You're so, it's a very simple chakira, but I think it's very abstract, but simple in its presentation. It's very simple. If you hold that the Isser Birei Kanis is really what? Is really that, let's say the first one, okay? That what? That I can't go into the Beis HaMikdash, right? If it's purposeless, right? But it doesn't apply. Let's say I'm going in for a vote. It doesn't apply. What he's saying is that there's two Misa Bias, which I know is not the best way to put it, but there's two actions of entrance, okay? One is called a purposeful entrance, and one is called a purposeless entrance, okay? If you view it that way, there is no reality of a separate gavra whatsoever. There's simply, what maisa am I doing? Am I doing a maisa of Birei Kanis, which is an actual maisa, right? Or am I doing a maisa of purposeful bia, okay? Two separate actions. One action is a purposeless entrance. The other one is a purposeful entrance. This is a side that says that it naturally falls away. Not matir. Okay? So if you say that, then that's beautiful. Then the Rabban's very nice because there's no idea of a gavra whatsoever. But if you start saying it's a matir of an isser, that means the isser's chal on a gavra, right? The gavra can't, because it's very simple, because that's why the Talmud comes along. Because the gavra can't go into the Beis HaMikdash, right? He has to evaluate the gavra, right? Now the question is, does this gavra have a matir? Does that gavra have a matir? Does that gavra have a matir? In the second one, the isser is very good. Well, you'll see how, you have to trust me in this. You'll see how it's going to work out. In the second way of learning is beautiful. Everyone has an isser. Birei Kanis. Everyone.
So what is Birei Kanis on the second? Birei Kanis
is that that I am not me. I am not allowed to go into the Beis HaMikdash. Everyone.
So why is it called Birei
Kanis? Oh, very simple. Because why is it called Birei Kanis? Because I cannot go into the Beis HaMikdash unless there's a reason for me to go in.
That's not
the Isra. That is a Kanisa across the board on every Gavra in the universe. You cannot go into the Beis HaMikdash. Ah, but if I'm a Kohen who is ready to do a Voda, I have a Matir.
But, okay, but Isra is still not...